Yeah, it was very disappointing because whenever you're watching your teammates play, you feel like you can give that extra percent that they need on the field while you're still watching. So, yeah, it is tough, but, you know, the guys on the field are giving their 100% and they're trying their best. So, yeah, it was tough to watch, but, yeah, hopefully this week we'll bounce back.
Do you take some solace, though, that it's not, it was a shock defeat, but it's happened in other sporting tournaments where teams have lost the opening game and gone on to success?
Yeah, it could be a wake-up call. It could be a good thing that what happened last week, but we obviously set high standards. It's not like we want to lose. So credit to Japan. They did play a good brand of rugby, and they did take the opportunities. And so, yeah, we've got to front up. We've got to go on the field and leave nothing out there if you want to beat them. But, yeah, like I said earlier, it's been a good week so far, and the boys are looking forward to it.
How have you settled into your base in Birmingham? Is it good facilities?
Yeah, it's been really cool. The hotel's been quite nice as well. The staff have been great too. So, yeah, we've been looked after very well. Also in Eastbourne, the staff are really great, and the community was great as well. So we haven't had a bad stay. The weather hasn't been bad either. Hasn't been cold at all.
It's quite a shock, really, that.
Yeah, quite a shock, yeah. When we left to come here, a lot of people said the weather's going to be quite bad. So, yeah, we've been quite lucky with that. And hasn't rained that much, but been a bit chilly, but nothing too serious.
Are you able to check out much of the city while, or are you just so immersed in, obviously, the tournament?
No, I like to get out the hotel and walk around a bit and just enjoy myself and get to know the areas. It's not always that you can come to Birmingham and play a test match. So, yeah, we'll never take it for granted. It's not just about playing rugby. It's also about travelling and enjoying yourself off the field.
And I don't know if you're aware that Villa Park, where you're going to play on Saturday, hosted probably the biggest football game it can with the derby between the two teams.
Yeah.
did you hear much about that? Did you see any of it?
Yeah, a couple of our coaching staff went to go watch. The logistics, those guys, the guys that are behind the scenes, they got a couple of tickets for themselves and they went to go watch. But I also do enjoy watching football, so when they told them about it, I was a bit bleak, because I would have liked to go as well. I was watching the game a bit on TV, and Aston Villa won 1-0, I think. They scored quite a good goal. So.
they'll have told you, though, about and you'll have seen it for yourself then, if you watched it, the passion of the crowd that you could experience.
Yeah, the crowds are really awesome. Yeah, they're very energetic. They like to sing and make a noise, which is quite nice. So hopefully it will be a lot of fun on the field on Saturday.